Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate this.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really? Eddie Murphy and Johnny Gill? Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave. I'm Tom Segura.
And his phone number is 818-275-5526. And I'm Bert Kreischer, and my phone number is 323-208-0844. Thank you, P. Diddy, for getting us in touch with these awesome phone numbers. Now, if you want to talk to us, you can text us and we can chat.
It's so cool. The thing is, I've always wanted to connect with my fans. And I'm just looking for another way to do it. So I thought, how about just give out my phone number?
Yeah, I think it's one of the best things that's ever... You know, this is my dream, right?
Yeah.
I did this for real. I got an extra phone line and almost released it on Rogan's. And you guys were like, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah. But now that Diddy and Ashton and Sebastian are involved...
Have you ever texted with Sebastian?
Yes.
Not a long texter.
Nah. Yeah. I asked a question. What? I'm like, it's written. Yeah, just read it again.
What? Hey, did you see the episode I did with Sebastian on Something's Burning?
I saw part of it, yeah.
Where I beat him?
Yeah, I did see that.
Oh, my God.
How good did that feel?
It felt so fun. He took that so serious. I had so much fun.
He really was like, kind of depends what you're in the mood for.
Yeah, dude, it's, can I tell you, our burgers, did we talk about this on the last Something's Burning? Or on the last Two Bears, One Cave? I feel like I have too many podcasts.
I know. I don't think so.
I think our burgers were indicative of our stand-up.
Meaning?
If you look at my burger.
It's over the top.
Four patties, cooked in bacon grease, onions, mustard, special sauce, held together by a flimsy little piece of bamboo.
It's totally burnt.
Completely unhealthy. But tastes great in your mouth. And then Sebastian's perfectly put together. Just fucking beautiful. The best ingredients. Top notch.
A little dry. Yeah.
Do you ever think we'll have guests on this podcast?
I've thought it, and I've thought that it's a resounding no.
I think so too. I feel like we could have other buddy teams. Like I had a dream about Matt and Ben Affleck coming on our show.
Ben Affleck.
How great would it be if we got Ben Affleck to fall off the wagon?
What?
Never mind. Don't you think that would be something awesome? Ooh, I wonder if Ben Affleck has a number.
Maybe. I mean, another duo is about. You know what? I kind of like the idea of
what?
Getting somebody excited to be on and then just never following through for them. You know? Don't you love that when someone's like, I want to be on your podcast? You're like, and I want to have you on.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to work out.
There are three people I can think of right now that I've texted with for about a year and never had on my podcast.
How do you put them off? What do you do?
You know what it is? It's like, I text with them, and if I text with someone, they're never going to end up on my podcast because they need to text with like Leanne or Reg or Andrew or Halston. But like if it goes straight to me, it just fucking gets left.
But don't they just go like, can I come on?
I know.
What do you say?
I always go, yeah, we got to make that happen. There's Eric Griffin just texted me yesterday. He's like, when are we going to podcast? Fucking Cheeto Santino. Every time I run into him, when are we going to podcast? And he's like, dude, tell me when. And I have the worst follow through. I have the worst follow through. I'm surprised I got married. By the way, how was your blowjob? I saw Push talking about giving you a blowjob.
Yeah.
I was like, Tom got a blowjob too?
Yeah. I guess I have you and Leanne to thank.
I have you and Push to thank.
Yeah, yeah. They were really hoeing it up that week.
Holy shit. Leanne was like, I feel like you earned it. I was like, oh, that's how you want a blowjob. You don't want it to be out of passion. You want it to be out of debt.
Yeah.
Or like, huh, I need a pack of cigarettes. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Ha.
No, it was good. And then I was like, just turn over. You know what I want to do. So we got.
Have you.
I'm waiting for my fucking emails.
Oh, yeah. No. It's. I can't wait. Your number, once again, 818. Can you make sure you get this real big? You didn't even cover my face with it. 818. 275-5526. What are you going to text back to people if people write to you? Are you gonna interact with fans?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Yeah?
People start reaching out. Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, I think that's so much fun. You know I'm going to over-interact with fans.
You are the worst person.
I bet I get blocked by people.
Yeah.
I bet people are like, hey, man, lose my number. They had one of these a long time ago called Say Now.
I got good advice for you. If you start texting with Bert, be like, hey, the machine. Hey, man. I want to get a drink with you, man. Stuff like that.
I gave this woman who had cancer my phone number one time.
Okay.
I was in this old Cincinnati Funny Bone. Or maybe it's the same one it is, still is. But I was in the Cincinnati Funny Bone. And there were these three women were all wearing the same shirt. And I was like, hey, what is this, a family reunion? And they're like, no. And I was like, well, what's up with the shirts? And they're like, you're not reading them, apparently. And I was like, no. They're all pink shirts with the big breast cancer awareness thing. And as they say that, I can hear my brain going, you fucking idiot. You maybe should have learned this shirt.
Do you know what happened to me?
What?
So, you know that shirt company, Homage?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're doing a Sober October shirt with Homage.
So, they do great shirts.
Yeah, they do awesome fucking shirts.
And they're out of Ohio. And, so they have a lot of different sports things, and I was like really into them for a minute. I was buying a bunch of their shirts. So one of the shirts that they sell had this kid's image on it, like a face.
Oh.
And I just bought it and wore it, and I wore it on something, I think on television. So I get contacted, and they're like, not by them, by somebody who was like, hey, I saw you wearing that shirt. And you're going to be in Columbus, and a bunch of people there saw you wearing that shirt, so they want to come to the show. And I was like, okay, like, cool. Sure, come to the show. It was at the Columbus Funny Bone. So I go do the show. When I finish the show, I'm going back to the green room, and someone on the staff is like, hey, so they're here. And I was like, who's here? And they're like, remember the family from the Homage shirt? And I was like, family. And they're like, yeah, you remember you wore that shirt? I go, yeah. And they go, well, they're all here. I'm like, what do you mean they're all here? And they're like, they're all here. So they bring back to the green room area like 16 people.
By the way, if you could just put a pin in this, you are the worst person for this too. Like, this is not your skill set. Is like, oh, keep going.
You're gonna love this. So I go, oh, okay. So they bring back these people one by one, start coming in, and they're like,
oh, they're just hugging you. Oh, and you're just like, oh,
yeah, they're like
nachos.
So they're like, hey, so it was great to be, you know, at this show. And I was like, yeah, thanks. You had a good time. And by the way, they were like, they weren't like, we had the best time. They were like, it was all right. I was like,
my cup of tea.
Yeah. And they're like, everyone likes different things, I guess. So I'm like, cool. So what's up? And they're like, well, so you wore that shirt on, I must have wore it like on Comedy Central or something. And I was like,
oh my God.
Right. And they're like, and that was like our son. And I was like, what? And they're like, the shirt. I go, was your son? They're like, yeah, it was. The shirt was made in memoriam of him, and he died, and he loved their shirts too. And so, like, how did you first learn about him? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. You just saw a child on a shirt and you're like, dope shirt, son.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, Who's this? Natalie Holloway? Who's she?
It was a cool shirt. I was just like, I'll wear that shirt. I didn't even think about it. And they were like, it's a memorial shirt. And I was like,
oh, fuck.
I was like, ah, fuck. So, and I was respectful, you know, obviously. I was like, but the one time she was like, what did you know about him? And I was like,
they made him in an XL.
I was like, yeah, I was, I made it up on the spot. You know, I knew how much he liked their shirts. So I was like,
oh my God.
And you can tell that they were like, oh, okay. They were black. So
it's a black kid?
Yeah.
It's a black kid, Tom?
I thought it was an athlete. That's why I got the shirt. So I thought it was a Penny Hardaway shirt and I got it. And
you're like, oh, I'm a big fan of James Worthy.
No, they were nice. You could tell that there was definitely a miscommunication from like seeing the shirt.
I love that you go, the family's here to see you, and you're sitting in that small Columbus Funny Bone improv green room, and the clumps come in. The fucking just, oh my God. So wait, I want to see the shirt. Do they have the...
You know what we should do? Here's the thing, by the way. I was super nice to them, obviously. Yeah. But I had no idea I was buying a fucking
memorial shirt.
No idea.
It's like my whole fifth grade year, I wore women's clothes to school and I didn't even know it.
Why?
Because they just fit. They just fit. And then someone.
Why were they getting them for you?
Oh, no, they weren't. I would go into my parents' closet to get a shirt.
They haven't sent it yet. Just
they haven't sent it. They'll send it. They'll send it. Okay. Maybe she's sending them to me. You'll both get activation emails. I just go into my they haven't sent it yet. I just go into my parents' closet and I would pick a shirt, and I was wearing my dad's shirts at one point and they were too big, and then I found these shirts that fit and they were blouses, and it was like kind of when that was cool to wear like blousey stuff, and then I noticed all the buttons were on the other side, and then someone was like, hey, where are you, is that like a woman's shirt? And I was like, no. And they're like, is that a pirate shirt? And I was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, this is a little blousy. It was like seventh grade is when I was wearing women's clothes to school. But yeah.
For a whole year?
For an entire year. But yeah, going back to giving this girl my number, I said to this lady, I said, so what are the shirts for? And she said, we have breast cancer. And I went, oh. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, you're trying to get out of the hole and you're like, but you're okay now, right? She's like, no. And I was like, it really? She was like, yeah, it's actually, I was in remission, but I've got it again. And I was like, okay. I was like, cool. And then I was like,
give me your number.
Jacob, do you want to do a shot? She was like, yeah. And I was like, can you do shots? She goes, I have cancer. I mean, it's going to kill me. So yeah, I might as well. And I was like, okay. So then I bring her up stage and I was like, and we go to do a shot. And I was like, how bad is it? She's like, it's pretty fucking bad. And I was like, really? And so then I gave her my phone number that night. I was like, listen, if you ever get really down, I'll give you my phone number. If you ever down, call me, and then I'll just talk to you until you feel better. She was like, okay. And we were in the new house by this time, or in our house at this time. And she called one night, and I answered it, and it was saved, I think, woman with cancer. And I was
you
like,
saved it as woman with cancer?
Yeah, so I knew. So I wasn't going to be like, hello, who the fuck, what? Breast cancer, click. So, and then I ended up talking to her, and I talked to her for so long that she was like, listen, I got to go. And then she hung up on me.
That is totally going to be you.
Oh, that's
going to
be me.
Yeah.
If you guys call me at my, text me at my phone number, which is 323-208-0844, then you'll be shocked at how much I, you know, so funny.
Didn't you give out a different number before?
No. You have one and I have one.
Oh, okay. But that was the same number?
323-208-0844 is Bert.
All right.
I'm excited for this. This is going to be fun. What if this is the new MySpace?
MySpace burned to the ground.
So Bobby Kelly got me on this thing called Say Now back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was like Dane was on it. Bobby was on it. Bill Burr was on it. And you'd give out the number and then people would call it. And then you got their number.
How bad would Bill be at this? If they're like, give out your, he'd be like, hey, I want to connect with my fans.
Oh my God. Fucking horrible. But I would just call this number and you could leave them voicemails.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden their phone would ring. And they'd answer it and they'd get a voicemail. And dude, so many people fucking unfollowed me that on that so quickly because I get drunk at 2 a.m. be like, "What's up, fuckers?" I got some big thoughts and I just rant. I do a podcast by myself into their phone.
Yeah.
And people would call and be like, "Hey, man, listen, dude, I just saw you once at a club. I signed up for this stupid number. Please take me off the fucking list. I got to work in the morning." Yeah. So get ready, guys. It's going to be a blast. Text me. Text Tom. We're going to chit chat. Text Whitney Cummings. Text B. Diddy.
Diddy. Who else? Somebody else. Diddy. Who else would we find on it?
Joe Coy's on it, I think.
Joe Coy's on it?
Yeah. Celebrity comedians.
Right.
Yeah. Like us. We're celebrity comedians.
We're celebrity comedians.
Would you ever do like a celebrity like golf tournament or boxing match or something?
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
I would. I would do a golf tournament in a heartbeat.
I don't play golf though.
Oh. What about this? Would you do when they do the Formula One racing down in Long Beach? Would you do that? Adam Carolla does that.
Yeah, I'd do that.
That would be fun as fuck.
So wait a minute. Recap, what have you done class wise in the last week for Sober October?
I think I haven't done anything new. I've done spearfishing, tactical training, surfing, that hot sweat.
Wait, you didn't do spearfish before the last one, did you?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. Oh. I had spearfish before the last one.
Okay.
Dude, now I'm holding my breath things. I've been online doing these, they're called something charts where your O2 charts where you just try to get the oxide in your blood and just feel uncomfortable for as long as you can. I held my breath for 1:30 today.
That's pretty good.
Dude, I'm fucking getting really good at holding my breath. I know that's a silly thing. I once was looking
at... How do you practice? What do you do?
Just hold your breath.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you can do?
Well, you can...
I'm saying, is there something that they advise you to do to increase it?
Yeah. Hold your breath and walk.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS 24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcast.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Okay.
Like, and so that gets your body, like, see how, like, you're supposed to, like, I did kettlebells, but a farmer carry.
Yeah, so farmer's walk.
And try to walk 100 meters with the kettlebells in my hands.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I've been swimming back and forth in my pool to see how long I can go underwater. But the real thing is these charts, and I think I fucked them up. I have the app on my phone, but you're just supposed to, like, you know that part? Apparently, the part where you feel like you're going to die when you're holding your breath?
Yeah.
You can live there for, like, forever.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
When you hold your breath and you feel like you're going to die?
That doesn't mean anything. That's apparently, like, really good. I don't follow through with all the things, so I don't do all the research, but yeah, that's, like, the best part of holding your breath. Something like that.
I wonder if a doctor would say the same thing.
I'm trying to get
That's
us.
That's like the best part when you feel like you're going to die. It's good for you.
I'm trying to get us a spearfishing trip off Catalina, me, you, and Joe.
Do you want a jet ski there?
100%.
They offer that.
To jet ski to Catalina?
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think the company is called Jet Ski to Catalina. I follow them on Instagram.
You know, I wanted to take a jet ski from Mexico to Tampa. In 2009, when I
did my... That's way further than okay.
It's all about chase boats. I wanted to promote my 2009 Comedy Central special.
Yeah.
I told them I wanted to do a special leading into my special where I took a jet ski live and we put it online. We aired it like as commercial breaks on that day leading up to my special. And we took a jet ski from... I just literally went out, rented a jet ski in Mexico and just started going to Tampa.
Hmm.
And they passed.
Look.
And then Kurt Braunholer... You can really jet ski to Catalina?
Yeah, that's the name of a company.
Shut the fuck up.
They're called Jet Ski to Catalina.
I could do that in a heartbeat.
Hey, Jet Ski to Catalina. We want to document our trip jet skiing to Catalina.
How long do you think it takes to jet ski to Catalina?
Can't be that long. Is that a Long Beach? I mean, you're ripping going there, right? 30, 40 miles an hour?
Fucking
at least.
To see... fucking sharks everywhere.
It's awesome.
I swam with great white sharks off of Catalina.
I flew a plane last week.
Oh, wait. Tell me about that.
So fun.
For real?
Yes.
So have you been doing the classes?
Yeah, but that's a class. That's one of the classes. The whole concept this year was like, you can sign up for any class that's new.
Yeah, no. I meant, have you been taking...
Oh, no, that was my first one. That was my first
one. The very first time they let you fly?
Immediately. And I was like, so we're going to do some classroom training first. He's like, no, we're not. And I was like, what are we going to do? He's like, you're just going to fly.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And like, I go, so what now? He's like, I mean, just take over, man. I go, are you going to tell me what to do?
And shut up.
Yeah. So
he's like, you don't learn how to skin a fish by talking about it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Shut the fuck up.
And then he's
up.
Like, and as soon as we, you know, he showed me the foot pedals to actually drive on the ground. Then we got to the runway. He's like, I'll control the foot pedals on the runway. You do
Is
the
he
yoke.
Behind you?
No, he's next to me.
Right next to you. And he's got his own controls too.
So he's like, if you're fucking something up, I'll take over the controls. And I was like, okay. So I took off. I flew around. I banked. I went out to the ocean. I dipped down to 700 feet, flew over Malibu, over like off the coast.
Are you serious?
Banked back around, flew over the hill back into Van Nuys. And then the thing that I thought was crazy was, so we're approaching Van Nuys. The strip is on my left, right? And we're flying perpendicular to it, right?
Yeah.
So I go, should I bank and head towards it? He goes, I leave it up to your discretion. And I was like, okay. So I was like, I'm going to go for it. And he went, so
permission for a flyby.
Yeah, I bank. And now I'm leading up to the runway. In my mind, I'm like, well, landings are the most
It's where everyone dies.
So I'm like, this is where he'll be like, I got it from here. I'm like, so should I keep flying? And he's like, yeah. And I go, all right. He's like, and he's giving me verbal guy. He's like, nose down a little bit. Why don't you pull off the power a little bit, go down to like 40% and a little bit lower and point that nose down a little more. Now we're approaching. I'm like, are you letting me land the fucking plane?
Shut the fuck up.
Now we're on the approach and I'm like, we're right over trees. I mean, I'm like, so as we're actually now approaching the strip, I'm like, there's no way this fucking guy is going to be like, just land.
Yeah.
So as we're like coming down though, I feel it because the yokes are connected, right?
Yeah.
So I feel him. I'm like, oh, fucking thank God. So he doesn't tell me to let go. He's like, no. He just kind of does it with, but he's obviously like in control now.
Yeah.
And he lands. And I was like, Jesus, man, I thought you were going to let me fucking land.
Oh my God. What kind of plane was it?
It was an SR-22 Turbo.
Can you pull one of those up so I can see it?
It's a Cirrus, C-I-R-R-U-S.
I would love...
SR-22 Turbo.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, hit images. Yeah, there you go. That's
oh my
it.
God.
Yeah. It was
that
really
is
cool.
So fucking how and so are you going to take all the lessons and learn how to fly now?
I kind of want to, man. I really enjoyed it.
It's kind of nice, and then you know how you'll die.
Yeah.
It's like going, well, I'm a smoker. That's how I'm going out.
Yeah. It's kind of
fun. I fly planes. That's what I do. You think John Denver was drunk when he crashed his plane?
I don't know. Is that how he died?
Yeah, he crashed his plane in Santa Monica in the ocean.
He did?
Yeah. They say drunk.
These have a parachute in the plane. The plane has a parachute. Really? Isn't that wild? Yeah. So right here, there's a lever. And if you're anywhere above 400 feet, you can pull it and a parachute comes out of the top of the plane.
Do you know how often I use that parachute?
By the way, he tells me we're about to take off. And he's like, there's a parachute like built into the plane for the plane. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. He goes, so if I have a heart attack, something happens to me, you know where it is. And I'm like, all right. And he goes, I go, just pull the parachute. He goes, look for like, he goes, like a good area. And then just pull it there. I'm like, what's a good area?
Yeah. Define good area, yeah. Fuckface. Holy like, shit.
He goes, nothing's going to happen. I got a poor diet, but nothing's going to happen.
He's like, if I have a heart attack. Oh, I never even thought about that. You'd go over that guy and be like, if I have a heart attack.
He's like, keeled over. You're like, mayday, mayday.
Hey, this is Tom Segura? Sure it is. No, I'm serious. My guy just had a heart attack. Get off the phone horn, castle.
Yeah. So that
God, that's so fucking awesome. How many hours do you have to fly before you can just take planes out and fly them yourself?
Like 25 hours?
No.
Yeah. Doesn't take long. Yeah. You're not going to get like instrument ratings and stuff, but like you want to have a person, like a private pilot's license. It doesn't take that much.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's the way I can stay sober.
I also went to a Porsche driving experience and got in with the chief instructor to do a manual like race course. That was one of my classes.
Holy shit. What car did you drive?
I did the car that I have, but the manual version.
Yeah.
Right? The Cayman GTS, but the 718, the newer version.
Pull it up. Come on, Nadav.
Yeah. Look up 718 GTS. Really, really fun car to drive. Yeah, just like that. It's fun, really fun. But the fun thing is doing it. Like, you think you know how to drive. Everybody kind of does.
Yeah.
And then when you hit a track with a pro, like guys who have raced for their life.
Yeah.
And they start telling you where to turn, where to give power, where to back off.
So like, he's just riding shotgun, telling you what to do.
Yep. He's like, drop it down to second. He's like, throttle, throttle, throttle. And then he's like, brake, 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 brake. And then he's like, come out here. Like you're turning in here. You should be turning from this point, like giving you exactly how to drive. Then we got into a, look this up. Look a GT3 RS. Yeah. We got it. One of those.
Whoa.
And he ripped that shit.
You drove with him?
He drove. He was like, check this shit out.
And then, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's $253,000 car?
Yeah.
Shut
nuts.
The fuck up.
It's nuts.
I wish I was into cars.
Joe has one of those.
Joe has that car?
Has a GT3 RS, yeah.
But, like, what do you do with it? You just wait till everyone goes to sleep and then drive it on the highway?
I mean, you really should take it to a track.
Has he ever taken his to a track?
I have no idea. But... Also, it's just so fun to drive that. There's so much power. This is a street legal race car. Those are.
That's. I had a Corvette for like a week, and I'm not a car guy, but the Camaro people or whatever that company that makes Corvettes, Chevy.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, do you want to have a Corvette for a week? And we were like, yeah, sure, why not? Dude, it was so much fun to drive.
See that? But that's
it was so much fun to drive. But then I was like, I'd be an idiot that bought a Corvette. Like, and everyone says, oh, you don't buy a Corvette. Like you buy a fucking Ferrari or...
No. Why can't you buy a Corvette? They're fun cars.
I don't know.
The new ones?
No. Pull it up.
Dude, look up the 2020 Corvette. It looks like... look at that first image there.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It looks like a Ferrari.
That's a beautiful car.
Yeah. And look at the price. It's fucking like... They start at 62 or 55 or something.
Really?
Yeah. It's an amazing ride.
We went and looked at.
Click that image below it. Look at that.
Oh my God. That's beautiful.
Kind of looks like an NSX. It kind of looks like a 458 Ferrari. It's a fucking Corvette.
Yeah, but what do I look like in that? Like if you saw look me like in that, guy... you'd be like, oh, how little is his dick?
No.
Midlife crisis, Paul Rudd.
What? Paul Rudd?
Yeah, I'm watching a new movie with Paul Rudd where he's going through a midlife crisis.
You don't think that looks fucking amazing?
It looks amazing. I just like I'm picturing myself in it.
Yeah, but no one knows it's you until you get out.
No, everyone knows you. When you drive that car, everyone fucking looks at you. When you drive a Corvette, everyone looks at you. It's amazing how many people look at you and go like this. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's all I got when I had a Corvette.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Where were you
God.
Driving it to? Just everywhere?
Everywhere. I loved that car. I had so much fun. I'd wake up in
they
the morning.
They just hit you up and were like, do you want a car?
Yeah. You want to ride a Corvette? For? And this is before social media. This is like before, like not before social media, but before I was on social media. And so like now I bet I could definitely get a Corvette. Hey, what's your take on advertising on Instagram? Like if someone wanted to pay you, say like, I don't know, like some to post something on Instagram, would you do it?
I guess it depends. Depends on what they wanted me to post and how much they were paying me to post it.
Okay, good, good.
Why?
Just wondering.
What's your take?
I'm all for it.
Are you getting approached?
Yeah, I'm starting to get approached. Once I hit a million,
yeah,
people start hitting me up going like, hey man, would you be interested in advertising our product?
And I'm like, but I mean, it depends on the product for sure, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter at all.
It's well, it's about abortion. They want me to be pro-abortion.
Yeah,
and it's like $1 million. Just tell everyone,
it's great.
Yeah, get abortions.
Yeah,
like, well, whatever. All right,
that sounds hey. Fine.
No, I started getting approached as soon as you hit a million. It's crazy. Do you know like people at like with like 50,000 people on Instagram that follow them consider themselves influencers?
Yeah,
isn't that fucking insane?
I know.
And delusional. As shit.
No email from her, even though she texted. She group texted us.
Yeah. Maybe she's not in a rush to get... Maybe her rush was to get us our phone numbers. I'm going to call her?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we're calling Molly. Oh, should we FaceTime her?
Whatever you want.
I want to kind of FaceTime her. What color hair do you think she has? Blonde, curly.
There's right? a picture of her right there.
Oh. How do you have her full name?
She's one of my friends.
She's not going to. FaceTime is a FaceTime from someone you don't. Oh, hey, Molly. Hey. No, yeah. But we're not showing you. We're trying to guess what you look like.
Hi.
Here's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Here, Tom has a lot of questions he wants to ask you.
So.
Here, put her by the mic so people
can hear. Oh, yeah. So we're super excited to connect with our fans. And we haven't gotten the. We're going to put this show out soon, but we haven't gotten the links. Like we got
the emails?
No. Right. We got the email that says like I'll tell you what we got. We got the one that says welcome to community. But that's not enough, right? Or is that it?
Yeah, that's enough. That's it. You just click the link that says get the app.
Get the app. Email. Okay. And then that's it? And it's like sign in here?
Yep. You just create a username and password, and then as soon as the app downloads, you'll use that username and password that you created to log into that app, and then you're ready to go.
You be thick boy one, I'll be thick boy two.
Okay. All right.
Say that again?
He's telling me things that we're going to do on our app. Okay. Well,
hey, and you got okay. Tom's... Go ahead, Molly.
When you get into the app, you're going to be able to go into settings, and that's where you can adjust your contact card photo, you can record a voicemail, you can adjust that welcome messaging. So that auto reply that Diddy sent, he actually wrote that himself.
Am I allowed to use Black Excellence also, or is that just him?
I'd ask him.
Okay. Well, I can text him because now I have his number. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Call me if you have any other questions.
Okay.
That link should work to let you each create your own username and passwords.
And I don't think we'll want to change. We won't want to change our photo IDs.
No. Don't change your photos. They're really good.
You set up photos? Oh, that's really nice. Tell Ashton I said hi.
Wait, okay. Do you know Ashton?
Of course.
You actually know Ashton Kutcher?
I introduced community to Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, shut up.
I'm the reason this all happened, guys.
So wait, okay. Does he still look beautiful?
Yeah, even though he shaved his mustache. I think he looked better with the mustache.
He had a mustache? Can you tell that he's aging at all?
Not really, no.
For real?
It's crazy.
Wait, ask her one thing. What's the part you said you can adjust things in? Where do you adjust it?
Once you get the app and log in, you go to settings. Just click the little like three bars at the upper left-hand corner and you'll see settings.
Do I do step one or step one view in the app store?
Step one view in the app store. Do you have Test Flight downloaded on your phone, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Then yes, view in the app store is what it should be. Or just get the app. It should just start the download.
Hmm.
What you need to do is go into the meeting tomorrow, Molly, and be like.
Well, this is the part I want. What do I have to put in here?
Let's see.
Redeem code.
It says redeem your code.
No. Okay. Sorry. So go back into the email.
Oh my God. We're doing a podcast where we're basically setting.
It's fine.
Up.
It's fine. And.
Go back into the email, and when you click the button that says get the app, it should start the app download on your home screen. Let me know if it doesn't.
Hey.
No.
So how often do you see Ashton?
It used to be almost every day.
Whoa, how beautiful is that?
It was nice. Our offices were like directly across from each other. He has a treadmill desk, just like walking on it all day long.
How much do you think he weighs?
Like 100.
100? Yeah, stop there. Stop there. 100. 100. Shut up. As he ages, is he getting smarter?
I think so.
Do you think,
he's putting the time in.
Does he say bro at all?
Occasionally
he says bro.
Is this how your brain works?
Shut up. Does he drink?
Not much.
I know that he has, I interviewed him one time and he was talking about he liked to build decks and have Heinekens.
Yeah, we've had drinks together, but no.
He doesn't get drunk and say inappropriate shit?
No.
Fuck. Okay.
Molly,
one more question about Ashton. Will you go into the meeting tomorrow and go, guys, big news. We just landed both bears.
Both bears. No, you don't understand. Our engineers in Slack right now are freaking out.
Oh, for real?
I put your names in. I submitted you guys for numbers, and our engineers are like, oh, my God. We got Bert and Tom. Oh, my God. They're freaking out.
Wait, who's the biggest client you guys have, in your opinion? And you can't be Ashton.
Jennifer Lopez is pretty
J-Lo? J-Lo? J-Lo is so fucking hot.
I heard she was an asshole.
J-Lo and I have a funny history.
Oh.
Ooh. Tom has a question about J-Lo.
My bus driver said she was an asshole.
Wait, you know what's so funny? My bus driver said the same thing.
She's very sweet to me, the times that I've interacted with her.
No. Yeah.
She's also like more beautiful in person than in
interview. She is so fucking hot. She is so...
Like she glows. Her aura is gold.
Okay, Tom has another fucking question about...
Look, I got a question, Molly. I keep getting this. It just says, step one, get test flight. View an app store. What am I supposed to do?
You already have test flight.
I'm looking at test flight right here. It's on my phone.
Is that your son?
Yeah.
Did you already create a username and password, or that hasn't happened yet?
I just did it, yeah.
You just did it. So then... Let me just text you guys the link to download directly the app. One second.
Okay. While you do this, do you know Mila at all?
I do. Mila's even better than
J-Lo
and Ashton.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you put the machine story in front of Mila because she's Russian, and then just be like, hey, I thought you'd like this. It involves your people.
Thank you.
Yeah, just be like, yo, it's a funny thing about Russian things, and I thought you'd like it. And then be like, is it just me or is this guy cute with his shirt off? And then just see what she says. And then you have my number, obviously. Text me and let me know.
Send her your contact card photo that you sent me.
Oh, yeah. Send her Tom's, too.
Tom, did you get the link? Click on that directly and it should start the download on your phone.
Hmm. Where did you go to college?
Yeah.
Where did I go to college?
Yeah, let's guess. I'm going to guess USC. Tom, what do you guess? Stanford?
Oh, she's Silicon Valley for sure.
Silicon Valley. Where did you go to school?
Harvard.
Hey, can I ask you something, Molly? Do you kind of feel like, are you like, is it like a quiet flex every time you get to say Harvard? You know what I mean?
You know what? It's one of these things where it's like kind of embarrassing each time. You want to meet the CEO of community? This is Matt.
Yo, what's up, Matt?
What's up, you dickhead?
Hey, Matt. Where did you go to college?
I went to RIT in Rochester, New York.
Molly went to Harvard.
Yeah, what's up there, dum dum?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're. Do you have any questions about Ashton Kutcher?
No, I'll just text him. It's cool. Don't worry.
You have his number?
Community, duh.
Oh, yeah, community, yeah.
Just back on community.
All right, I'm going to start fucking hounding Ashton, be like, yo, bro, I'm in your neighborhood. Let's hang. Hey, man, I got my swimsuit in my back of my trunk. I want to go swimming.
I think that dude's literally responded to like 12,000 people directly. He's an animal.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I mean, what is the fucking point? Like... Do you get anything out of it other than like, oh, hey, I'm connecting with some fucking fuckhead fan? Like, is there any point to it?
Talk in your microphone.
Well, you know, I think about like, you know, why did you just create a podcast?
Well, I just logged in and I just got to see my profile just, picture.
It's great, right?
Okay, thanks, man. That's great. It's great.
Social media is continuing the conversation with your fans that you want to have with the people I like. Like, if Jeff Tweedy, if you guys could get Wilco on this, and there's a way I could connect with Jeff Tweedy,
Wilco.
Why? Oh, because I'm a dad. Are we talking about dad rock right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll get I'm trying to think of
fish also.
Who? I love fish. Fuck. Oh, you're making fun of me now. I didn't realize that. Yeah. And hey, guy, by the way, I saw Dave Matthews recently, and he still holds up, okay?
I love
FYI.
I still got it.
Where are you guys in? Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Come by.
Hey, right. Guys. I actually really appreciate it. I signed up. I'm on now. I'm going to pump it. Black excellence.
Yeah, think about it as you now owning the relationship with your audience rather than Facebook owning it or Twitter owning it or Google owning it. Yeah. It's just you.
Okay, sure. I'll ask her, Tom. Tom wants to know, can he send dick pics?
Matt?
Tastefully said. Tasteful.
Tastefully.
Like Dick Cheney or like...
Hey, yeah, like yeah, Nixon? Yeah. Just different dicks. Good call. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Hey, you know what we would love? We would love to have Ashton come on Two Bears, One Cave and talk about this app if he's interested.
All right. We'll text him about it.
Yeah.
Or Mila.
Actually, we'd rather Mila if we could.
Are you guys in L.A. or?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're actually in the building next to you guys. Look over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look over. You're right.
Go knock on the door.
Window across the alley.
Yeah. All right. We're doing a podcast. We'll call you guys later, okay?
Okay.
Go right. Harvard.
Go Harvard. I went to FSU. Molly's cute.
Yeah, she's very cute.
Really cute. She would run circles around me on a first date.
You got to be a nightmare.
If we went on a first date, do you realize how out of my league I'd be with talking to a girl like
that? I mean,
that?
I feel like the phone call was a good summary of that.
Yeah, that I just hounded her about Ashton. I'd do that the whole first date.
Is that what you were like to Leanne?
No. I don't remember. Leanne and I went to a gay restaurant on our first date.
What do you mean?
It was a gay restaurant. Like Lorenzo set us up and he didn't want it to work.
Because he liked her?
Yeah, he had a crush on her too. And so he sent me to a gay restaurant thinking that would like throw my game. But Eddie Izzard was there. And I was watching Eddie Izzard the whole time. We just talked about Eddie Izzard the whole time.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often, And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Who's that?
Eddie Izzard's a guy. He ran like 100 marathons.
That guy.
He's the cross-dressing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a hate crime, but...
Hate crime?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore, but he's the guy that dresses like a girl.
That's right.
I think he's trans. I don't think he's transgendered.
No, now Eddie... Go to the wiki. Wikipedia, go back.
It's kind of interesting, you know. No, I'm not trying to throw shade towards Eddie Izzard, but it's kind of interesting because he just looks like a mom.
Yeah,
like he does. Like I, at that age, I'd be like, I guess I'll just be a guy, because I'm not going to look like a hot chick.
Yeah, 57. Yeah, now it looks like a friend's mom.
Yeah, it looks like he's like lives in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And you kind of want to be like, you know,
conservative friend's mom.
Like, your mom kind of looks like a guy a little bit. Yeah.
He looks like he'd be at a Republican convention, mom. Like, he'd be like.
Well, now Eddie's running for office, too.
Shut up.
Yeah, scroll down.
Dude, he's an interesting fucking guy. He.
See? Campaigned for various causes.
He ran 43 marathons in 51 days.
Unfucking
with no world. History of long distance running. That is fucking insane. I ran 6 miles today and I've been working out great.
Imagine, like, you on a date with Eddie. How fucking that intense would that be?
Dude, he
Okay, wait. Click personal life. Click five.
I think he's is he transgendered or just like.
Yeah, it says Izzard is transgender right there, right?
So wait, does.
Scroll more. Calling himself somewhat boyish, somewhat girlish.
But he's been doing this for years, and it wasn't a stunt. I think a lot of people thought it was a stunt, like to get ticket sales. You know, like the way someone would take their shirt off or whatever.
Nothing about dating, though.
He doesn't. You know, I think you can be transgendered but still date.
No, I know. I'm just saying, no, right? No. There's no thing like
he identifies as a transvestite. Oh, in 1992. So wait, is transvestite a word you don't say anymore? What's the definition of transvestite? Oh shit. Google transvestite. I'm curious. Because that was what the word was when I was a kid, right?
Yeah, it was.
But is it because it's the vite makes it sound like a hate crime? That they got rid of it?
Look, it looks like it's dressing primarily. Yeah. You can actually say it.
Oh.
You just kind of worded it to yourself. Do you want to say it out loud now?
Do you ever do those SSMRs?
I don't like that shit. It doesn't do anything for me.
How about Dr. Pimple Popper?
That I like a lot. But sometimes I want to puke.
Dude.
Never?
If I could,
you're
can
so
I,
gross, though.
Can I tell
that
you?
That fucking holes on the foot thing, I want to fucking kill myself when
oh
I see
it. Oh, my God. I have been obsessed with Dr. Pimple Popper. She, if I could get her to give me a blackhead so she'd extract it, I'd do it.
Really?
In a heartbeat.
Do you pop pimples? Like, do you take your time with it and really watch it?
I don't get pimples.
Ever?
Never.
Why do you like the holes on the hands?
I have no fucking idea. Oh my God. I just found mango fly bites in dogs. Type in mango flies.
Wow.
Do you know
fuck.
What this is? Oh my God. This is my mango worm. Is that it? Oh my God. Oh my God. Go to the popping. Oh my God. This fucking video. I watched this video. This is my obsession. It's that thing in real life. Mango worm removal. Oh my. Come on. Play it. What are you waiting for, Nadav? Mango worm removal. Oh my God. Look at this, Tom. Tom, it leaves the holes I'm talking about.
I feel fucking sick.
Oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I watched this in the car or in the bus. Yeah, just go right there. Watch.
What is this?
These are in a dog. And
what happened?
And he got bit by a mango fly, I think, and it leaves worms.
All right.
And then watch, but wait, watch. First of all, this guy's not wearing a fucking glove. He's from South. Look at that. It leaves all the holes that I was talking about. She's wearing a glove.
She's super happy about it, too.
And this is their dog, and they just come out from everywhere.
All right, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh my God. Isla and I were watching Dr. Pimple Popper together on YouTube, and we could not put it away. Tom, I went in and woke her up, and I was like, there's one more. You got to see this one, Isla. Dude, I am obsessed with Dr. Pimple
Popper. Okay. So,
I found the Toe Bro. Toe Bro is a guy that does the same thing, but for feet. Dude, have you ever seen a corn removal?
No.
Oh my God. I had a corn. I didn't even know it was a corn. I thought it was a planter's wart. And then I dug it out. One day I got out.
I dug it out.
We went catfish noodling, and my feet were wet all day. And I got in the van.
Get a corn?
I think by
moisture.
No, I think it's basically a callus, but it's in a place where you're not getting support on your foot.
Yeah.
And it just rubs and rubs and rubs, and it plants like a seed almost, and then that seed kind of forms this callus that's really painful. And so I had a corn on the front of my foot, like right here on my foot, and we went catfish noodling, and I went and my foot was like super, super pruned, and I just took a knife and dug it out, and I removed it myself. I thought it was a planter's wart, because I used to try to pick out planter's warts.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You don't like... that's a part of your personality I think that you're lying about.
What do you think I'm lying about?
That you don't smell things on your body, and you don't like dirty things.
No, I do like dirty things, but like, I don't
do you
like...
Do pimples?
Yeah, but not like a crazy amount. But I do like it. I enjoy popping a pimple. I enjoy like when you see it and you get to go to the mirror and you fucking see it shoot out. I do like that.
I told Georgia and Isla and I were talking about best pimple pop ever. Do you have one pimple pop that stands out to you? Like I have two. Fifth grade, one on my chin. And I was in the back in my mom's station wagon. And I had the mirror between my legs and I squeezed it and it shot on the mirror. It was the first time a zit shot on a mirror, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember shooting the mirror.
Does not hold a candle to sophomore year in college. I had a pimple on the inside of my nose, right in here. And it was so bad that it was swollen, and I was having a hard time breathing. It was that swollen. And you could see it was red on the outside
cocaine?
Of my nose.
Cocaine? What? Cocaine?
No. Oh. And so I grabbed it like this, and I started squeezing it, seeing if I could squeeze it on the other side. And a hair shot out, just went doink, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I pulled the hair out, squeezed it, and it hosed the mirror. It went on the other side of my nose. Dude, if I could have one of those a month, I would be so fucking happy.
Really?
Dude, one time, I lived with these two lesbians in New York, and I still have a little hole on my back.
I got one like on my ass crack. And I went to a doctor, and I was like, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, it's infected. Take this antibiotic.
You had to take an antibiotic for a pimple?
It was like a big fucking pussy thing. And I was like, sensitive, it hurts. Well, I felt it building for a few days. And then I went to bed. And the next morning I woke up.
Oh, can I?
It had ruptured and dried.
And your sheets were stuck to your ass?
Well, my boxers were... now crusty because the blood and the pus had dried up on the boxers, but all the pain was gone. But I wish I could have seen it, but it was like,
oh my God,
it was pretty cool. See if I can find something similar to show you.
You know, a lot of those times I had a pimple on my ass crack when I was at the, remember the time they said I threw up all over the walls and shit on the bed at the Cincinnati Funny Bone?
Tell that story.
That same weekend, I had a pimple on my tailbone, and I Googled it, and they're like, some people, it's a tail. Like, some people are born with a tail.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was terrified. I was growing a tail all fucking weekend. But then I sat on the toilet too fast, and it popped. What are you looking for, a picture of your...
Yeah, something similar.
On your tailbone?
Yeah. No, I'll look for it later. Are you about to join? Did you download it?
I haven't even started. Give it our numbers one more time. Have you kept our... You just keep our numbers up the whole time. Have you already done that? And I'm just saying that, and that's been popped up all the whole time. I'll go download it right now. Yeah,
put my phone number up, please.
We've got almost a... Oh, welcome to community.
Will you read them again, the phone numbers?
Yep. Our phone numbers
are... Mine's 818-275-5526.
And mine is... 323-208-0844. I bet Ashton's got like the best fucking number.
Yeah.
Like 28000000. And so we're pretty much going to have Ashton Kutcher on our podcast.
I think it feels like it's going to happen. I think we should make the exception to have a guest on this show.
I know. We were just talking about that today.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have Ashton on.
Here, let me record this for
what's that for?
Instagram. For Instagram.
Oh. Do it directly. Oh, Instagram's still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were all on phone numbers now.
Hey, guys. Bert and I are doing Two Bears, One Cave. You know, I've always wanted to find a way to connect with my fans more. And I'm like, how do I stay connected to them? You know, you can text me. I was just like, I should give out my phone number. And then that way all my fans can just text me when
323-208.
That's your number.
0844. Call me.
I'm at 818-275-5526. There's nothing it gives me more joy than the idea of texting my fans. 818-275-5526 # Black Excellence. What's up, Diddy? I'll hit you back in a minute.
All right. I'm gonna hit you back in a minute. You know she didn't write that song?
Really?
Didn't that kind of bum you out? That song's so her. And then to think that some white Jewish kid wrote it. Some dude named Ari in the Minnesota Vikings.
You're shirtless now.
I know.
So what are you down to?
Below 230.
You said 330 when you got here.
I know, because I'm so used to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So here's something, just a reminder to people. If at the end of the month you're 205, you win Sober October.
Yeah. Well,
how many pages have you read?
I'm reading a book on Uber, and I'm about, like, maybe 40 pages in.
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, all these reading. I'm going to read the rest of it on the plane on the plane to D.C. this weekend. Ooh, this weekend I'm in Virginia Beach, Baltimore, Montclair, New Jersey, and Huntington, New York.
I have Europe.
Oh!
So if you want to come to a show, the only show left with tickets is Paris. And
you're doing Paris?
Yeah, I'm doing a small place there that there's tickets available. And then London released tickets. There's only a few left for that show. It's a big show. You can get tickets to that. And then when I come back, November 6th, Kingston, New York. November 7th, New York City, The Late Show at the Beacon has tickets. November 8th, The Late Show at Parks Casino in Bensalem. And November 10th in Syracuse. And then it's on to tour or to special week. So,
oh shit.
Yeah.
My special is November 23rd. I'm thinking about adding two shows on the 24th in Cleveland. So keep your eyes peeled if we add those shows. But yeah, I'm
you've already done like six there.
What?
You already have like.
I have seven shows right now.
In Cleveland?
Yeah. So I'm going to think about two more.
Two more.
Yeah, but it's not that big of a theater. It's only like 1,000 seats. And if you're doing a special, you got a bunch of kills. So it's not, it's actually fairly doable.
This guy. Look at this guy being all modest.
Yep. And then, I'm on the road. BurtBurtBurt.com, Body Shots World Tour. And I, by the way, secret time, I am adding club dates on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Mondays in November. So check.
In November?
In November. I'm going to be doing stand-up every single day until my special. So, I'm going to hit you back in a minute.
All right. There it is. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.